The night on which I would come to truly understand the healing power of music began in a mystical house. Small, square, open on all four sides, and built entirely from the wood of a single teak tree, the house defined itself through its ornate carvings from Chinese, Dutch, Arabic, and Indonesian artisans. Built in the late 1800s on a busy street in front of a famous mosque in central Java, the house now sits in a peaceful clearing on the west side of Vashon Island in Puget Sound. Purchased from the grandson of its original owner, the house was carefully disassembled, shipped to America, and meticulously rebuilt by an islander intent on creating what has ultimately become Vashon's most surreal and intimate performance space. My wife and I came to this magical spot to listen to a cappella music performed by Umo Ensemble, an internationally acclaimed performance troupe based here on the island. After the audience settled onto the floor and on benches and chairs ringing the perimeter of the house, Kevin, Martha, Janet, and David strolled barefoot into the room, surrounded by friends, fans, and burning votive candles. As they began to sing, I was unprepared for how their music would affect me. Generally speaking, I've never been one to sing along in any venue that isn't my car, preferably with the windows rolled up. I don't even go for broke on Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh-inning stretch at Mariner games. Wouldn't want to have my shortcomings revealed when it comes time to hit that high note on I Don't Care If I Ever Get Back. On this night, however, and in this space, I didn't care if I ever got back. I warmed up by humming harmonic tones to the melodies of a couple of Balkan folk songs. When the group let loose with a series of melodic African songs, I engaged each of my respective vocal cords in full accompaniment. As the evening progressed through a number of gospel standards, an Irish song of friendship, and a number of Umo originals, I let the music take me, and it happily obliged. I became increasingly aware of the fact that my head had literally become a tuning fork, fully immersed in the sound I was hearing. It was relaxing. It was peaceful. It was musical ecstasy. After the concert was over, I practically floated back to the car, various melodies reprising inside me as I squeezed in between the blackberry bushes and the car door. Once inside, and just before I could begin gushing anew to my wife about how much I loved the evening we just spent, I felt a sharp, stinging pain in my right hand. I looked down to find a strange, thin wasp sitting on the end of my ring finger. It had stung me right on the fingertip. But even as I shooed the wasp out the window, I was still vibrating with the memory of the music we'd just heard. The sting was a mere annoyance, nothing more. Cindy took the wheel as I nursed the sting, yet my upper body continued to slowly rock to the memory of one of Umo's original songs. A minute or so later, though, the toxins from the sting began to kick in, causing intense pain to crawl up my arm, rip into my shoulder, and snake down the right side of my body. I moaned, I groaned, I writhed in agony. I hadn't felt pain this excruciating in over 20 years. On arriving home, we called a clinic for advice while rolling out the full complement of tried and true sting remedies. Ice, baking soda pastes, painkillers, cortisone cream, and anything else we could think of known to man and or nature. Nothing worked. In fact, 5 hours after I'd suffered the wasp sting, my entire right hand, arm, and shoulder still felt as though they were on fire. As I lay in bed at 3 in the morning with my arm elevated, My thoughts managed to leave the pain I was feeling long enough for me to drift back to the moment just before the sting. It was then that I realized for the first time that the rapturous music which had filled my soul earlier in the evening had completely left me, and that stupid little wasp was responsible for surgically removing it. This seemed patently unfair somehow, and I found myself coming fully alert, finally ready to fight back. I decided to exercise mind over matter, something with which I had very little experience. None, to be exact. I calmed myself by breathing in and breathing out, telling myself I was sending much-needed oxygen into my screaming arm. Then I pulled up from memory the melody of a Hawaiian lullaby Umo had performed. I laid in bed and hummed the harmonic notes out loud as the simple melody played over and over in my mind. After about 5 minutes of humming, it occurred to me that the pain, while still there, seemed duller and more distant somehow. I could actually feel the horrible hurt slipping away. And finally, the music was all that remained. The pain was gone. The next morning, I wondered if perhaps sleep had finally come to me due to nothing more than sheer exhaustion. But it seems like something more was at work. Since that night, I play my favorite music more frequently. I hear all music more deeply. I move to music more easily. And I'll always remember my last waking moment from that magical night which began in a mystical house. I'll remember the lucid realization that the music, poisoned out of me 5 hours earlier, had returned to sweep the pain aside and rule the night again.